ආදරණීය දූල පුතාලා වෙනුවෙන් ඔන්න අපි ඉංග්‍රීසි පාඩමක් ගෙන එන්නයි රජරට ගුරු ගෙදරින් මේ සූදානම් වෙන්නේ. අද ඉංග්‍රීසි පාඩම ගෙන එන්න අපි ආරාධනා කළා රඹෑව පණ්ඩුකාභයපුර විදුහලේ කල්පනී කරුණාරත්න ගුරුතුමියට.
Good evening my dear children. You are now listening to Rajarata Guru Gedara English program. I am your English teacher Kalpani Karunaratna. This time also I brought an English lesson which is related to grade 6, 7, 8 and 9 students. So without wasting time we will start our lesson. Today I am not going to give the topic of the lesson. I will let you to guess the topic. For that you have to listen to this story. Through the activities we will find the topic of the lesson. So my dear children, are you ready to listen to this story? Okay, now here we go.
Hi, my name is John. Yesterday was a terrible for me because I stayed at home all the day. I wanted to go out but it was raining. I was feeling tired of being trapped inside the house. I tried to play with my sister, but she was doing her homework. My father was reading a book, and my mother was watching TV. After lunch, I decided to sit by the window and watch the street. Some people was waiting at the bus stop. While I was watching the street, I witnessed an accident. A car couldn't stop at the traffic lights and hit another car. Luckily, nobody got injured. I was waiting for my friend. We went to the park to play football together. My knee got injured while I was playing. However, it was a fine day.
This is the story of John. Now, according to the story, John explained the things that he did yesterday. From that story, I selected some parts. Let's see them. Listen to me carefully and note the formation of the verb. It was raining outside. I was feeling tired. She was doing her homework. My father was reading a book. My mother was watching TV. Some people were waiting at the bus stop. I was watching the street. I was waiting for my friends. I was playing. Well, children, those are the sentences that I extracted from the story that we heard. So, I think it is better to write them. Then it will be easy for us to continue our lesson. Still, I didn't tell you what the topic is. Let's find it. Okay, let's write them one by one. So, these are the sentences that I extracted from the story. Number one, it was raining outside. It was raining outside. Raining, R-A-I-N-N-I-N-G. R-A-I-N-N-I-N-G. Outside, O-U-T-S-I-D-E, outside. Number two, I was feeling tired. I was feeling tired. Feeling, F-E-E-L-I-N-G, tired, T-I-R-E-D. Number three, she was doing her homework. She was doing her homework. Doing, D-O-I-N-G, her homework, H-O-M-E-W-O-R-K, homework. Number four, my father was reading a book. My father was reading a book. Reading, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, a book. And number five, my mother was watching TV. My mother was watching TV, watching, W-A-T-C-H-I-N-G, watching TV. And number six, some people were waiting at the bus stop. Some people were waiting at the bus stop. Waiting. W-A-I-T-I-N-G. Waiting at the bus stop. And number 7. I was watching the street. I was watching the street. Watching again, W-A-T-C-H-I-N-G. The street, S-T-R-E-E-T, street. And number 8, I was waiting for my friends. I was waiting for my friends. Waiting, W-A-I-T-I-N-G. Waiting for my friends. And the last one, number 9, I was playing. I was playing. P-L-A-Y-I-N-G. P-L-A-Y-I-N-G, playing. Okay. Now, my dear children, let's do these things to these sentences. Okay. Here are the things that we have to do. Now, listen to me and follow my instruction. First, underline the verbs in each and every sentence. Okay. You have to underline the verbs. Okay, see whether you have underlined like this. In the first sentence, you have to underline was raining. Was raining. And the second one, it is was feeling. Was feeling. And the third one, it is was doing. The verb is was doing. And the fourth one, the verb is was reading. Was reading. In the fifth one, the verb is was watching. Was watching. And the sixth one, the verb is were waiting. Were waiting. And seventh one, it is was watching. Was watching. And the eighth one, it is was waiting. And the verb of the ninth sentences is was playing. Okay, now those are the verbs in the sentences. Okay, mama hitenawa den daruwa hama denama mama kiyapu vidihatama ape story ekata savan deela eken api gatta sentences tika liyagena ඊට පස්සේ mama kiyapu vidihata verbs ekeni kriya padaye yatin irak andinna athi. දැන් අපි බලමු මේ ක්‍රියාපදයක් අරගෙන මොකද්ද ඒකේ තියෙන විශේෂත්වය සහ ඒක කොහොමද හැදිලා තියෙන්නේ කියලා. Let's take one from them. Now I took this one. Was watching. Was watching. Now here the first verb is was and the other verb is watching. There are two verbs in this sentence. So was watching. The was is the be verb of this verb. And watching is the present participle of the verb. Eki ane daruane api gatta me kriya padaye kotas dekakin yuthai. Eka kotasak api handunnuno be verb eka vidihata. Anith kotas api handunnuno present participle verb eka vidihata. Enaththam oyala kiyanne ing form eka kiyala. Anne vidihata. Etota me ක්‍රියාපදයේ විශේෂත්වය තමා මෙතනට ක්‍රියාපද දෙකක් තියෙනවා. ඒ එකක් හැදිලා තියෙන්නේ be verb එකෙන්, අනිත් එක හැදිලා තියෙන්නේ ing form එකෙන්. Now here was is the be verb of the past tense. Past tense එකේ be verb එක තමා මෙතන was කියලා අපි ගණන් තියෙන්නේ. ඒතර watching කියන එක ing form එක. So I think you can guess the topic of our today lesson. Can you? Yes. We call this tense past continuous tense. So, today our topic is past continuous tense. Normally, the past continuous tense, also known as the past progressive tense, refers to a continuing action or state that was happening at some point in the past. අතීත කාලයේ යම්කිසි කාලයක සිදුවෙමින් තිබූ දෙයක් ගැන විස්තර කරන්න තමයි අපි මේ ටෙන්ස් එක පාවිච්චි කරන්නේ. අපි මුලින්ම සවන් දුන්න කතාව නැවත වරක් අපි අහමු. එතකොට ඔයාලටම තේරෙයි එදා දවසේ සිදුවෙමින් තිබුණු දේවල් කොහොමද යා අපිට විස්තර කරේ කියලා. So, listen to this story again. Then we can find out the past continuous tense in the story.
Hi, my name is John. Yesterday was a terrible for me because I stayed at home all the day. I wanted to go out, but it was raining. I was feeling tired of being trapped inside the house. I tried to play with my sister, but she was doing her homework. My father was reading a book, and my mother was watching TV. After lunch, I decided to sit by the window and watch the street. Some people was waiting at the bus stop. While I was watching the street, I witnessed an accident. A car couldn't stop at the traffic lights and hit another car. Luckily, nobody got injured. I was waiting for my friend. We went to the park to play football together. My knee got injured while I was playing. However, it was a fine day.
Hope you could notice the past continuous verb better than earlier. As I mentioned earlier, the past continuous verb is formed with two verbs. The first verb is verb, be verb in past, while the second verb is present participle, if not ing form of the verb. So, when we form past continuous tense, we have to write it with the be verb and the present participle verb. And also, when we select be verb, you have to think about the subject, whether it is singular or plural. In past tense, we have two be verbs. The first be verb is was and the second one is were. If it is singular verb, use was, W-A-S, was. And if it is plural, we have to use were, W-E-R-E, were. For pronoun I, here we use was. Duala putalata matakati mama kalin sandahan kara. Past continuous tense එකක verb එකක ක්‍රියාපද දෙකක් තියෙනවා කියලා එකක් be verb එක අනිත් එක ing form එක. ඉතින් මෙතනදී අපි be verb එක පාවිච්චි කරනකොට පුතේ ගොඩක් සැලකිලිමත් වෙන්න ඕනේ. මොකද එතන be verbs දෙකක් තියෙනවා අපිට past tense වලදී. එක be verb එකක් was අනිත් එක were. ඉතින් අපි was කියන එක දාන්නේ singular nouns වලට. ඒ කියන්නේ ඒක වචන නාම පදයක් තියෙනවා නම් අපි දානේ was කියන එක. හැබැයි බහුවචන නාම පදයක් එහෙම නැත්නම් plural form එකක් තියෙනවා නම් අපි එතනට දාන්න ඕනේ were කියන be verb එක. ඒ වගේම තමා දුවේ පුතේ I කියන pronoun එක අපි මේ වෙලාවේදී පාවිච්චි කරන්නේ තනි පුද්ගලයෙක් විදිහට. ඒ නිසා එතනදිත් අපි use කරන්න ඕනේ was කියන be verb එක. මොකද ගොඩාක් තැන්වලදී අපි දැකලා තියෙනවා I කියන pronoun එක ගොඩක් වෙලාවට plural එකත් එක්ක use කරන verbs වලදී තමයි අපි use කරේ. නමුත් මෙතනදී අපි I කියන එකට use කරන්නේ be verb එක, was කියන past tense be verb එකයි. To practice that, we will do a small activity. I will give you 5 sentences. There I didn't give the be verbs. So, you have to find it and write it in the blank. Write these sentences. Number 1. They blank playing basketball after school. They blank playing basketball, B-A-S-K-E-T, B-A-L-L ball, basketball after school, after A-F-T-E-R school. Number 2, I blank eating food, E-A-T-I-N-G, food, F-O-O-D, food. Number 3, she blank watching the movie, she blank watching the movie, movie, M-O-V-I-E, full stop. And number 4, children blank shouting loudly in the class. Children blank shouting, S-H-O-U-T-I-N-G, shouting loudly, L-O-U-D-L-Y, in the class. And the last one, number 5, Amal blank studying at that night. Amal blank studying at that night. Studying studying at night, at that night, at that night. So these are the five sentences. Now here I have missed the beaver. So by looking at the subject, you have to guess the beaver and write it correctly given in the blank. So now I think you can do it easily. If the subject is plural, you have to use were, and it is a singular subject, you have to use was. Well, now we will check the answers. So I am going to give the answers and you can check your answers. For the number one, the answer should be were, W-E-R-E, were. So read the full sentence. They were playing basketball after school. For number two, the answer should be was. I was eating food. I was eating food. And the third one, again was, W-A-S was. She was watching the movie. She was watching the movie. And for the fourth one, the answer should be were, W-E-R-E, were. So the full sentence is, children were shouting loudly in the class. And the fifth one, the answer should be was, Amal was studying at that night. So these are the answers. Now you know how to use the be verb correctly. Then we will see how to use present participle verb. It means ing form of the verb. දැන් අපේ මේ දුවල පුතාලා ඔයාලා දන්නවා හොඳටම කොහොමද past tense be verb එකක් අපි use කරන්නේ කියලා. ඉතින් ඊළඟට අපි බලන්න යන්නේ ඊළඟ verb එක. ඒ කියන්නේ present participle එහෙම නැත්නම් ing form එක කොහොමද අපි හදාගන්නේ කියන එක. සාමාන්‍යයෙන් ing form එක අපි හදාගන්න අපිට basic verb එක ඕනේ. ඒ කියන්නේ infinitive verb එක ඕනේ අපිට. අපි ඒකට තමයි ing form එක එකතු කරන්නේ. ඉතින් අපි දැන් බලමු කොහොමද ing form එක අපි මේ verbs වලට එකතු කරන්නේ කියලා. So normally we can add ing form into the verb directly. For example, we will take read. So read, R-E-A-D, read. The present participle verb is reading, R-E-A-D-I-N-G. Here we add ing form directly to the verb. මෙතනදී අපි ගත ක්‍රියාපදයට කෙලින්ම අපි ing form එක එකතු කරා. Then the other one, if the verb ending with letter E, we remove E and add ing. For example, take, T-A-K-E. So the answer is taking, T-A-K-I-N-G. දැන් පුතේ අපි මෙතනදී කරේ අපි ගත්ත ක්‍රියාපදයේ අවසාන උනේ ඊ අකුරෙන්. ඉතින් අපි ගන්න ක්‍රියාපදයේ ඊ අකුරෙන් අවසන් වෙන ක්‍රියාපදයක් නම් අපි එතනදී කරන්න ඕනේ ඊ අකුර ඉවත් කරලා ඒ වෙනුවට ing වචනේ ඇඩ් කරන එක. එතකොට take කියන වචනේ ගත්තාම මේක ඊ වලින් ඉවර වුණා T A K E. ඉතින් අපි එතනදී ඊ අකුර අයින් කරලා ing form එක එකතු කරා. මෙතනදී අපි කෙලිම ing form එක එකතු කරේ නැහැ. අපි මෙතනදී අකුරක් ඉවත් කිරීමක් සිදු කරා. Next one, if the short verb sending in a vowel before a consonant, double the consonant and add ing. For example, run, running. R-U-N. Then the running is R-U-N-N-I-N-G. R-U-N-N-I-N-G. ඉතින් මෙතනදී අපි කරේ පුතේ අපි ගත්ත ක්‍රියාපදයේ අවසාන consonant අකුර එහෙම නැත්නම් ව්‍යංජන අක්ෂරයට කලින් vowel අකුරක් තිබ්බොත්. ස්වර අක්ෂරයක් තිබ්බොත් දුවල පුතාලා දන්නවනේ ඉංග්‍රීසි භාෂාවේදී ස්වර අක්ෂර පහක් තියෙනවා A E I O U කියලා. ඉතින් ඔය අක්ෂරයක් consonant letter එකකට කලින් තිබ්බොත් අපි එතනදි කරන්නේ අර අවසාන consonant letter එකේ මෙන්න ව්‍යංජන අක්ෂරය double කරනවා දෙගුණ කරලා තමයි අපි ing form එක add කරන්නේ. ඉතින් අපි ගත්ත example එක අපි බලමු. run කියන වචනේ මං ගත්තේ ඒක r u n. n කියන්නේ consonant එක. ඊට කලින් u කියන වවල් එකකින් ඉවර වෙලා තියෙනවා. ඒතොර මෙතනදී අපි කරන්නේ වවල් එකක් එක්ක consonant එකක් තියෙන නිසා අවසාන අකුර නැවත වරක් ලියලා තමයි ing form එක add කරන්නේ. ඉතින් answer එක එන්න ඕනේ r u double n ing. Then if the verb ending in ie, change ie to y and add ing. For example, die, D-I-E. So, it should be like this, dying, D-Y-I-N-G. Then, daruvani mithana balanna. Mithana ape kriyapada ivarune I-E kiyana vachana de akuru dekin. I-E. Iting etana di api kare me I-E kiyana akuru deka ivat karala. ඒ වෙනුවට y කියන අකුර එකතු කරලා ing කියන form එක එකතු කරපු එක. මම මෙතනදී ගත්තේ die කියන වචනේ d i e die. So එතනදී අපි i e ඉවත් කරලා y එකතු කරා. ඒ කියන්නේ d අකුර විතරයි එතකොට ඉතුරු වුනේ. මොකද අපි i e අයින් කරානේ. ඒතකොට d අකුර ඉතුරු වුණා. ing form එක අපි නිකම්ම එකතු කරේ නෑ. එයත් එක්ක y එකතු කරලා තමයි ing form එක එකතු කරේ. ඒතර උත්තරය අපි ලියන්න ඕනේ dy ing. So I think you have understood what we have done here. These are the rules for spellings. ඒ කියන්නේ ing form එක එකතු කිරීමේ spelling rule එකක් තමයි මම ඔය කියලා දුන්නේ. ඉතින් ඕක අපිට ගොඩක් වැදගත් මේ past continuous tense එක අපි ඉගෙන ගන්නකොට. Okay. Now I am going to give you some verbs. You have to add ing form to them and write. Now write these words. Number 1, eat, E-A-T, eat. Number 2, do, D-O, do. Number 3, go. Number 4, cook, C-O-O-K, cook. Number 5, read, R-E-A-D, read. Number 6, play, P-L-A-Y, play. Number 7, buy, B-U-Y, buy. Number 8, write, W-R-I-T-E, write. Number 9, make, M-A-K-E, make. Number 10, have, H-A-V-E, have. Number 11, tie, T-I-E, tie. Number 12, lie, L-I-E, lie. Number 13, swim, S-W-I-M, swim. Number 14, put. P-U-T, put. And number 15, cut. C-U-T, cut. Okay, now check the words again. Number 1, eat. Number 2, do. Number 3, go. Number 4, cook. Number 5, read. Number 7, play. Sorry, number 6, play. Number 7, buy. Number 8, write. Number 9, make. Number 10, have. Number 11, tie. Number 12, lie. Number 13, swim. Number 14, put. And number 15, cut. Hope you can remember the spelling rules and follow them and write the ing form of these given words. So when we learn grammar, we have to concern about the spelling also. Now I think it's better to check the answers. I will give the answers and check whether you have written them. So let's say take number 1. It is E and the answer should be eating. E-A-T-I-N-G. Check the spellings, dear children, because it is very important. E-A-T-I-N-G, eating. And the second one, do. The answer should be doing, D-O-I-N-G, doing. And the third one, go. The answer, going, G-O-I-N-G. Number four, cook, C-O-O-K. And cooking is the answer, C-O-O-K-I-N-G. So, for these words, these verbs, I added ing directly without doing anything. So, let's take number 5. It is reading. The answer is reading, R-E-A-D-I-N-G. And number 6, play. Again, it is playing, P-L-A-Y-I-N-G. And for these two verbs also, we have added ing directly. And number 7, again buy, B-U-Y. And the answer is buying, B-U-Y-I-N-G. And here also I add ing form directly. Let's take number 8. It is right. W-R-I-T-E, right, and the word is end with, ending with E letter. So, you know, you have to remove E and add I-N-G. The answer should be writing, R-I-T-I-N-G. Methanadi api karepute E akura ivat karala I-N-G form eka add karapu eka. Itin number 9 wala te vidhiyatamai apita deela tibbe word eka make. M-A-K-E. So, the word is ending in E letter. Then you have to remove E and add I-N-G. So, the answer is making, M-A-K-I-N-G. Number 10, have. And the answer is having, H-A-V-I-N-G. E akuri ayin karala I-N-G form e kapi add kara. Number 11, tie, T-I-E. So, you can see the word is ending in I-E. I-E kena letter dekeng tama eki ivara venne. Iting wala dannawa, ehema ivara unahama api karanne. E akuru dekama ayin karala e venuwata. Y akuru add karala tama api ing form eka add kare. Enang answer eka vennone T-Y-I-N-G. Again, number 12 is the same. It is lie, L-I-E. Ekati tapi karanne ara I-E word eka vachane ayin karala. Y ekatu karala I-N-G form eka ekatu karan eka. So, the answer is line, L-Y-I-N-G. And number 13, swim. And the answer is swimming, S-W-I-M-M-I-N-G. Then, මෙතනදි මොකක්ද උනේ පුතේ මතකද ඔයාලට මම කියලා දුන්නා consonant letter එකකින් ඉවර වෙනවත් එක්කම එයාට ඉදිරියෙන් අපේ vowel sound එකක් තියෙනවා නම් අපි අවසාන අකුර නැවත වරක් ලියලා තමයි ing form එක add කරන්නේ. ඉතින් මෙතනත් අපි කරේ ඒ විදිහටමයි. Swimming කියන එකේ swim කියන එකේ m අකුරෙන් ඉවර වුණා. හැබැයි ඊට කලින් i අකුර තිබ්බයි නිසා අපි m double කරලා ලිව්වා. ඉතින් අකුරු බලන්න spellings බලන්න S-W-I-M-M-I-N-G. And the same put. It is same put. P-U-T. එතනත් එහෙමයි පුතේ. එතනත් අපි T අකුර double කළා putting කියලා ලියන්න ඕනේ. P-U-T-T-I-N-G putting. And the last one card. Same. C-U-T-T-I-N-G. Now you can use past continuous verb correctly. You know how to use be verb and how to form present participle form. So here you have learned how to use the verbs, two verbs in the sentence. So shall we do another activity? Here you are going to write the full verb in the blank. I give the verb in the bracket. Using that verb, write the complete answer in the blank. I will give you 5 sentences and with the 2 blanks. So, in the bracket, I have given the basic verb, if not the root verb. By using that, you have to write the complete verb, be verb and the ing form of the given verb. So, now write these sentences. Number 1. I blank again blank bracket ඇතුළ ලියාගන්න go to the shop. I blank blank there should be two blanks. Blanks දෙකක් තියෙන්න ඕන පුතේ හැම වාක්‍යයකම මම කිව්වහම පස්සේ ඒක ඔයාලා දාගන්න blanks දෙකක් තියෙන්න ඕනේ. ඊට පස්සේ brackets ඇතුලේ මම දෙන word එක brackets ඇතුලේ ලියාගන්න ඊට පස්සේ sentence එක complete කරන්න. So again I am going to read the sentence. Number 1 I blank blank inside the bracket go G O go and close the back bracket to the shop, to the shop. And number 2, my mother, blank, again blank, within the brackets, cook, C double O K cook. When I went there, when I went there. Number 3, the students, S-T-U-D-E-N-T-S, students, blank, and again a blank, within brackets write, read, R-E-A-D, read, then books yesterday. Number 4, he, blank, again blank, within bracket write make, M-A-K-E, lanterns on that day. Lanterns, L-A-N-T-E-R-N-S, lanterns on that day. And number 5, the boys, blank, again blank, within brackets write swim, S-W-I-M, swim, in the river. Well, for the second time also, I will read the sentences. While I am reading these sentences, those who have written these sentences correctly can write the answers and the other can check your sentences. So number 1, I blank blank brackets go to the shop. Number 2, my mother again blank, blank, within the bracket cook, when I went there. Number 3, the students, blank, blank, within the brackets, read books yesterday. Number 4, he, blank, blank, within bracket make, lanterns on that day. Number 5, the boys, blank, blank, within bracket swim in the river. So let's check the answers. Okay, number 1. I was going to the shop. I was going to the shop. Going, G-O-I-N-G. Then මෙතන I කියන්න පුතේ එක්කෙනෙක් විදිහට අපි සලකන නිසා මෙතන අපි දාන්නේ was කියන be verb එක. එතකොට present participle එක වෙන්න ඕනේ going කියන එක. G-O-I-N-G. The second answer should be, my mother was cooking. My mother was cooking when I went there. Was cooking, cooking, C-O-O-K-I-N-G. My mother කියන්නේ එක පුද්ගලයෙක්, තනි පුද්ගලයෙක්. ඒ නිසා අපි was කියන be verb එක use කරා මෙතනදී. Number 3, the students were reading books yesterday. The students were reading books yesterday. The students කිව්වහම මෙතන ගොඩ දෙනෙක් කිහිප දෙනෙක් ඉන්න නිසා අපි මෙතනට was දාන්නේ නෑ දුවේ පුතේ අපි දාන්නේ were කියන be verb එක. එතකොට read කියන word එකට read කියන verb එකේ ing form එක reading r e a d i n g කියලා ලියවෙන්න ඕනේ. Number 4, he was making lanterns on that day. He was making. He කියන්නේ තනි පුද්ගලයෙක් ඒ නිසා be verb එක was. Making කියන එකේ අපි හදලා තියෙන පුතේ make කියන එකේ අවසාන වෙලා තියෙන e අකුරෙන් ඒ නිසා එතනදී අපි e අකුර ඉවත් කරලා ing form එක add කරා. ඒ නිසා make ing විදිහට තියෙන්න ඕනේ. The number 5, the boys were swimming in the river. The boys were swimming in the river. Were කියන එක අපි be verb එක use කරේ මෙතන boys කියන්නේ කීප දෙනෙක් නිසා. එතකොට swimming කියන එකේදී බලන්න පුතේ අපි එතනදී අර අපි use කරපු rule එකක් මම මෙතන පාවිච්චි කරා. ඒ කියන්නේ m අකුරට කලින් i අකුර තියෙනවා. එතකොට අපි අවසාන අකුර double කරනවා. ඒ නිසා SWI double MING විදිහට answer එක තියෙන්න ඕනේ. Okay. Now I think you know how to write a complete sentence from past continuous tense. You can easily write the verb now. Now let's move on to the negative part of this past continuous tense. Normally when we write negative form, we add not to the be verb. So here also, we add not to the be verbs to form negative form. So let's see how. Now we will take the be verbs. There are two be verbs in the past tense. They are was and were. So as I said earlier, we have to put not with these two be verbs. So like this, was not, were not, was not, were not. When we write them in contracted form, we can write them like this. Was not, we can write wasn't. Were not, weren't. Now here, was not, there are two words. And when we contracted it into one word, it's just like this, wasn't. We can write like this, W-A-S-N and apostrophe and T. And the other be verb is were not. We can write like this, weren't, W-E-R-E-N, again apostrophe and T. So like that, we can add negative form to the past continuous tense. But the other verb, that present participle verb, is remaining the same. We can't change that verb. Then pute, api idgena ganne anni make a negative form eka gana. එක යන්නේ past continuous tense එකේ negative form එක يعني නැත යන අර්ථය දෙන්නේ කොහොමද කියලා අපි බලමු. ඉතින් මේකෙදි අපි ඉස්සෙල්ලාම කරේ not කියන වචනේ භාවිතා කරපු එක. මේ past continuous tense එකේදී අපි not කියන වචනේ භාවිතා කරේ be verb දෙකත් එක්ක. ඒ කියන්නේ was not and were not කියලා. හැබැයි අපි present participle verb එක ඒ විදිහටම තිබ්බා. එයාගේ කිසිම වෙනසක් අපි කරේ නැහැ. ඉතින් past continuous tense එකේ negative form එක අපිට හදාගන්න ඕනේ නම් අපිට කරන්න තියෙන්නේ be verb එක සහ present participle verb එක අතර not කියන වචනේ යොදන්න. Okay, listen to these examples. I'm going to read some sentences and there you can notice how I use not. Okay, now listen. Number 1. I was not reading at that time. I was not sleeping yesterday night. We were not shouting last period. You were not watching TV when I saw you. Now again listen to these examples. I was not reading at that time. It was not sleeping yesterday night. We were not shouting last period. We were not watching TV when I saw you. Did you notice the change of these sentences? Yes, we added not between the two verbs, be verbs and the present participle verb. So it is easy to form negative sentences in our past continuous tense. Now write these sentences. So after that you have to write their negative form. And you have to rewrite the sentence by putting not. Okay, number 1. He was playing football last day. He was playing football last day. Number 2. I was doing my homework yesterday. I was doing my homework yesterday. Number 3. We were buying toys at that time. We were buying toys at that time. Number 4. The man was tying the bag with a rope. The man was tying the bag with a rope. Number 5. They were cleaning the road yesterday. They were cleaning the roads yesterday. Okay, now I am going to read these sentences again. Number 1. He was playing football last day. Number 2. I was doing my homework yesterday. Number 3. We were buying toys at that time. Number 4. The man was tying the bag with a rope. Number 5. They were cleaning the rod yesterday. Simply you can add not and write the negative of these sentences. Now we will see the negative of these sentences. So I am going to read the answer of these sentences. First one, he was playing football last day. The answer should be like this. He was not playing football last day. He was not playing football last day. And the second one, I was doing my homework yesterday. I was not doing my homework yesterday. I was not doing my homework yesterday. Number 3. We were buying toys at that time. We were buying toys at that time. We were not buying toys at that time. We were not buying toys at that time. Number 4. The man was tying the bag with a rope. The man was not tying the bag with a rope. The man was not tying the bag with a rope. Number 5. They were cleaning the rod yesterday. They were not cleaning the rod yesterday. They were not cleaning the rod yesterday. Well, my dear children, now you can form negative of past continuous tense also. Then I would like to take you to the other part. It is the question form of this tense. Let's see how to form questions. For that, we want the be verbs. Now, as we know, we have two be verbs. Those are was and were. We can use them to form questions. For examples, she was writing a letter. She was writing a letter. Here, the be verb is was. So, we take was to the front of the sentence. Then, the sentence like this. Was she writing a letter? Was she writing a letter? Now, this is a question. So, don't forget to put the question mark. Then we can ask the question like this. Was she writing a letter? Was she writing a letter? Then, daruwane, api me aave question ekak hadaganne kohomada kiyala balanna. Itin past continuous tense ekedi apita question form ekak hadaganna. අපිට උදව් වෙනවා be verbs එන්න. ඒ කියන්නේ was හරි were හරි. අපේ sentence එකේ be verb එක තමයි මේ question එක හදන්න අපිට උදව් වෙන්නේ. ඉතින් මම ගත්ත example එකේ උදාහරණය බලන්න. She was writing a letter. ඒකෙදි මම කරේ දරුවනේ මේකේ be verb එක ඉස්සෙල්ලාම හොයාගෙන ඒ be verb එක අර වාක්‍ය මුලට ගෙනාවා. එතකොට වාක්‍ය මේ විදිහට තියෙන්නේ. Was she writing a letter? Was she writing a letter? ඉතින් be verb එක මුලට ආවහම අපි ප්‍රශ්නයක් අහනවා. ඇය ලියුමක් ලියමින්ද සිටියේ? ඇය ලියුමක් ලියමින්ද සිටියේ? ඒතර මේ අවස්ථාවේදී මේක ප්‍රශ්නයක් විදිහට හැදුන නිසා අපි වාක්‍ය අවසානයේ full stop එක තියන්නේ නැහැ. අපි ඒ වෙනුවට තියන්නේ question mark එක. ඒ කියන්නේ ප්‍රශ්නාර්ථ ලකුණ. එතකොට ප්‍රශ්නයක් හදනකොට අනිවාර්යෙන් ප්‍රශ්නාර්ථ ලකුණ එහෙම නැත්නම් අපි ඉංග්‍රීසි වලදී කියන්නේ question mark එක ඒක අනිවාර්යෙන්ම අපි දාන්න ඕනේ. Now try to make the question form of this. The students were playing football. The students were playing football. Now here, catch the beaver. So here the beaver be sewer. Now what are you going to do? Yes, you have to bring it to the front. So the question is like this. Were the students playing football? Were the students playing football? So don't forget to put the question mark. Now this is the question. Let's try another one. I was waiting at the bus stop. I was waiting at the bus stop. So the be verb of this is was, and you have to bring it into the front of the sentence. Then the question is like this. Was I waiting at the bus stop? Was I waiting at the bus stop? ඉතින් දරුවනේ අපි අපේම ප්‍රශ්නයක් අහගන්නවද? නැහැ. ඉතින් මේ අවස්ථාවේදී අපිට කරන්න තියෙන්නේ I වෙනුවට you යොදා ගන්න එක. ඒ කියන්නේ තව කවුරු හරි තමා අපෙන් ප්‍රශ්නයක් අහන්නේ. එතකොට තමා අපි විදිහට ඒකට answer එක දෙන්නේ. ඉතින් අපි ප්‍රශ්නයක් හදනකොට පුතේ I කියලා ආවොත් ඒක නිතරම you කරගන්න. දැන් මෙතනදී අපි I was I waiting at the bus stop කියන එකේදී මම I you කරගන්නවා. ඉතින් එතකොට was you කියලා අපි දෙන්නේ නැහෙනි. ඒ නිසා was එක were කරගන්නවා. So the question is like this. Were you waiting at the bus stop? Were you waiting at the bus stop? And put the question mark when you finish the question. හරි. දරුවනි අපි ප්‍රශ්නයක් හදනකොට තවත් අපිට රූල් එකක් තියෙනවා. ඒ කියන්නේ නීතියක් තියෙනවා. ඒ කියන්නේ අපි සෙන්ටෙන්ස් එකේ be verb එක ඉස්සරහට ගේනකොට be verb එක අපි ලියන්නේ නැහැ simple letter එකකින්. අනිවාර්යෙන් first letter should be capital. ඒ කියන්නේ පළවෙනි වචනේ පළවෙනි අකුර capital වෙන්න ඕනේ. ඉතින් ඔය වගේ අවස්ථාවලදී නමක් හරි I කියන pronoun එක හරි මැදට එනවා නම් ඒ අවස්ථාවේදී ඒ අකුරෙත් ඒ කියන්නේ ඒ වචනේ මුල අකුර අපේ capital තියන්න පුළුවන්. නැත්නම් අනිත් අවස්ථාවලදී සියලුම වචන අපි simple වලින් තමයි ලියවෙන්න ඕනේ. ඉතින් දැන් අපි දන්නවා question එකක් හදාගන්නේ කොහොමද? ඒ වගේම negative form එකක් හදාගන්නේ කොහොමද කියලා. I will give you 5 sentences to be done at home. ඔයාලට ගෙදරදි කරන්න මම sentences පහක් දෙනවා. Then you can write the negative form of this sentence and also the question form of this sentence. ඒතර මම ඒ දෙන questions පහේ, ඒ කියන්නේ මම දෙන වාක්‍ය පහ එකින් එකට ඔයාලා එකක negative form එක ලියන්න ඕනේ, ඒ වගේම මේකේ question form එකත් ලියන්න ඕනේ. Then you can try it at home. Now write these sentences. Number 1. It was raining last night. It was raining last night. Number 2. Sama was having dinner with her family. Sama was having dinner with her family. Number 3. Villagers were cleaning the temple. Villagers were cleaning the temple. Number 4. Dogs were barking to the man. Dogs were barking to the man. And number 5. I was writing an essay. I was writing an essay. Now these are the 5 sentences. You have to write the negative form and also the question form of these sentences. You can do it at home. My dear children, hope you enjoyed the today lesson. And I think you got to know about the past continuous tense well. Try to make simple sentences at home. So, our time has gone fast. We have to finish today's lesson. Before that, I will give you something to keep in your mind. Do good for others. It will come back in unexpected ways. Annayata honda vitarak karan. ඔබ පසුපස ඔබ හිතාගත නොහැකි විදිහට පැමිණේවි. Do good for others. It will come back in unexpected ways. Then, I wish you Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Stay safe. Goodbye you all.